As he awaits the arrival of his vocal coach, Michael Priestley warms up in a mirror-lined rehearsal hall. He accompanies himself on the piano.
All warmed up.
You know, it's amazing when you warm up. If you
really get that, if you don't eat particularly an apple or something to get all that stuff out, it's going to be trouble. You know, warming up, but it's good.
How are you doing? It's awfully early for you,
isn't it?
Like you've been up this weekend.
You know, it's so funny because.
Vocal professor John Greer is a little late, but apologetic. Greer then sits at the piano, and the session begins.
Un tale baccano in chiesa, per rispetto. La prestate per il Tedeum, tu resta.
Priestley's preparing for a performance in Owensboro, where he sings the role of Scarpia in Giacomo Puccini's opera Tosca. When preparing for such roles, Priestley might find himself working with three coaches.
Michael is one of those students that is ready to sing that sort of opera, and it's just such a joy to be able to sort of sharing his first explorations of these great works with him.
Tony Soprano.
Exactly.
That's how I would describe Scarpia.
Exactly. You maybe know. With a little more of a sensual side, wouldn't you say, even?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, get that when you first. Okay, I see what you mean. Good.
And I think in order to get that across, we need to use rhythm as much as possible. So even at the beginning, if you could swing through, this is a phrase bar, it says col canto in the score. It's a bar that is...
Professor Greer calls the vocalist a versatile singer. But more than that, Greer says Michael Priestley freely shares his talents.
I would just say generosity is his sort of key, characteristic when it comes to performing on stage.
How's that work, generosity?
Well, I don't know how to say it exactly. He's, I guess if you're confident enough in what you do as a vocalist and what you do with the music, then it's easier for you to bring more of your own personality to that performance. And Michael is certainly one of those performers. And it's a rare thing, especially in young singers, because most young singers are spending all their time trying to assemble all the different elements of and the many elements required to become an opera singer, you know, to be able to sing, to be able to move, to be able to articulate foreign languages and to be able to comprehend them and live within them, to be able to understand a character and how it functions in the course of a drama. And Michael has certainly, even in the year I've been working with him, has made astounding progress in all those areas too. So it's not just that he brings these gifts to it, but that he constantly works at them and is growing as an artist.
I think I see what you mean, because when you have confidence in yourself and your abilities, you're willing to put it more on the line on the stage and share more of yourself with your audience.
Right.
Your performance.
I see. No, absolutely.
Can I hear that a little bit more?
Un tale baccano in chiesa per rispetto.
In December, Michael Priestley graduates. He hopes to support himself and his family with his music. Professor Greer says the student is well prepared, but it's going to be tough.
We're losing some of our smaller companies. We're and that's a crying shame. I mean, I could go on and on about the fate of opera in general, but it's getting harder and harder for young singers to make their way in the profession. And I think certainly. Michael is at the stage where he's ready to get out there and compete with the best of them. And he already is, for that matter. He was singing in Porgy and Bess this summer with the Cincinnati Opera, and he's already done many other professional performing engagements, so he's ready to sort of sail with the best of them.
I mean, the only thing I can suggest is that, well, it'll help maybe if I give you the sergeant's line beforehand. So let's go once more, hey? Here we go. So once more, the opening line.
Baccano in chiesa per rispetto
eccellenza di gran giubilo
apprestate per il Tedeum tu resta e tu fa frugo niangro accogli ogni traccia